It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 1st. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The story of hackers from China romping through New York Times computers for months is enough to make anyone with an internet connection feel exposed. Computer security experts hired by the Times quietly studied the incursions for many weeks before locking the system down. The attacks came after the Times reported on the family finances of China's leader. We worry about hackers guessing passwords or tunneling through electronic firewalls, but the evidence here suggests hackers got in by sending Times employees rigged emails. Marketplace Tech regular Chester Wisniewski is a computer security expert at Sophos.
This is a frequent tactic used in targeted attacks, and the difference between a targeted attack and any other attack you might say is that you have a specific goal in mind, that you want a particular piece of information, or you want a particular person or people around them at least to maybe to become infected so that you can get access to that information. And this is different than the way that people think about typical computer viruses, just spreading from, in the old days, floppy disks and now USB keys or poisoned websites. What's more scary is that you may not even know why you're being the target.
The New York Times had reported its Symantec antivirus software failed to identify the malicious code. Symantec has now issued a statement that security requires multiple strategies. Quote, antivirus software alone is not enough.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative companies at powerofideas.org.
This week, software developers in New York are getting their first hands-on look at Google's Project Glass, a tiny computer screen on special spectacles less than an inch from your eyeball. Tech blogger Will Arimus has reported on it for Slate.
What they are is basically glasses frames. You put them on your head over your ears like glasses, and in the top right corner of your field of vision, they have this little transparent screen that can display text, and there's a little camera. You can take photos, shoot video. In theory, eventually you'll be able to make calls, get text messages, everything you do today with your smartphone, but on your face.
This clearly unlocks a whole new area of interfacing with the digital world. If you constantly can see your screen, this potentially would represent quite a boon to developers.
Oh, my goodness, yes. This is, we are more and more connected every day, and the idea of wearing your smartphone on your head would just make us that more ubiquitously connected. But I don't think that people would wear these around every hour of every day. I just don't see that happening. It seems too inconvenient. It seems in some ways more obtrusive than having to pull your smartphone out of your pocket 20 times a day.
What do you think is behind Google's passion for what is, the genre is wearable computing, isn't it?
That's right. And the genre includes things like a new product that's also getting a lot of hype this week, the Pebble smartwatch. It's basically a wristwatch that tries to do a lot of the things that your smartphone does today. I think the idea is just to make your connection with your mobile device ever more seamless.
Will Arimus at the online magazine Slate. And ahead of the Super Bowl in New Orleans Sunday, a proposal to make going to a real football game a little more like watching it at home. An outfit, backed in part by broadcaster Pat Summerall, has come up with a laser system that could mark the first down line on the playing field in much the same way as they draw an electronic yellow line on TV. The AP reports the NFL is intrigued, but not yet convinced. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.